She survived countless battles at sea, but HMS Victory is now facing a struggle to survive in her home port. Lord Nelson's flagship is buckling under her own weight, and apparently needs more than 100 new supports to stop her from collapsing. It follows the removal of her mast back in 2011. I couldn't believe that it was 5 years ago that we were reporting that the mast was being taken away. And at the time it was all, oh, it'll only be away for a few years, it's just temporary. These visitors told us here at BBC Radio Solent that Victory just doesn't look right without the mast.
Well, that's a shame because it doesn't portray historically the way the ship was originally designed. I would think it's just a naval architectural problem that they could solve eventually. It's a matter of money, like most things, money and technology. That's where solutions come from.
Well, it's a bit, not upsetting, but a bit disappointing. You'd expect to see Victory in its full state. It's one of our most famous ships, so you'd expect it to look good.
I think she should be brought back to her original state, get the rigging back on her and bring her back to how she should be. It's half a ship now. You're not looking at a full ship in her glory, so she does need restoring.
Andrew Baines is from the National Museum of the Royal Navy and joins me now live on the show in our Gumwolf Key studio. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Julian.
Thanks for being there this morning.
You're very welcome.
We'll come to the mast in a minute. Let's talk about the buckling under her own weight. I was quite shocked when I heard this. I mean, when did you find this out?
Well, the Royal Navy, as early as 1974, had been undertaking some fairly specific measurements to understand how the ship was moving. So for the past 40-odd years, the ship's been slowly moving, the upper deck getting close to the keel, at a rate that currently stands at around about half a centimetre a year.
Really?
And as the upper deck moves down, the ship's sides bulge out like squashing down on a football, and the whole ship herself is racking backwards slowly. She's falling very, very slowly away from the bowsprit, the front end of the ship. And that was more or less all we knew back in March of 2012 when responsibility, custodianship of Victory, was transferred from the Royal Navy into the National Museum of the Royal Navy.
So what do you need to do? I mean, bluntly to start with, can you save her and get the mast back on?
Yes, absolutely. I don't think we have any question in our minds about that. The first thing we had to do was understand why the ship was moving. So we spent the best part of 2 years undertaking laser scanning. We have a structural model of Victory that's got 89.25 billion measurements in it. And from that model, we've been able to understand what is causing the ship to move, to collapse, if you like. And from that finding, we then know how to stop that problem and arrest the movement. And that's where the 136 new props come in.
And the masts, how long? When they went in 2011, I thought, oh, a couple of years, they'll be back. Here we are 5 years on. How far away are we from them ever getting back on the ship?
Well, as we've just said, we've got plenty of problems with the ship moving, and we have an issue where there's quite a lot of water getting into the hull. So we have a conservation program that once we've got her stabilised on this new support system is going to take us about 12 years and cost £35 million. And the most important thing for us to do is work on the ship's structure to stop water getting in, stop the rot, and stop us losing any more really valuable historic material in the ship. So the best way of looking at the mast, really, I suppose it would be to draw a comparison with a cathedral where you've got the bells in the clock tower aren't in great condition. They're not working. They're incredibly important to the atmosphere and to the aesthetic of the cathedral. But the foundations are moving, the walls are bulging, and there's water getting in through the roof.
Yeah,
you solve
dear.
Those problems first and then work on the aesthetic. And that's our plan for the mast. The mast will be going back up, but there's 25 tons of weight on each mast, and they've not been out of the ship, the lower mast, since 1893. So we've got to stop her moving, then work on how we support the base of the mast and make sure they're safe.
It does remind me of the Royal Pavilion in Brighton, which spent about 20 years under blue tarpaulin because it needed the work on it, but it still needed people to come and visit it. Have you got a sort of plan to say to people for the next 12, 15 years, OK, it's not Victory as you'd like it, but still come and visit because we need your money to work on it?
I think it's really important to understand that Victory is inherently biodegradable. You know, she's made of timber and she's made of canvas and oakum and ferrous metals. These decay over time. The Royal Navy knew it when they floated her out in 1765. They expected her to last about 9 years before major repairs were needed. So what we're doing now isn't displaying Victory as she never was. It's just another strand in the ship's story. And from my point of view, I think it's quite exciting because not only can nowhere else on the face of the planet you see a first-rate line of battleship, but now you get to see her under repair, being opened up and people working on her, and you get to share some of the really exciting archaeological findings we've been making whilst working on the ship's hull.
So that the restoration is the story.
I think the conservation process is a big part of it, yeah.
Very good, Andrew. I like that. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I wish you well. And obviously here at Solent, we'll be following this story inch by inch. Good to have you there.
Thank you.
Andrew Baines talking to us this morning live from Portsmouth. He's from the National Museum of the Royal Navy.